This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In London, England, there's a move afoot to make the UK the world's leading center for Islamic finance. The government over there wants to make Britain the global hub for transactions that conform to Muslim principles. Islamic finance is growing, so there's money on the line, but some Brits are wary of this particular revenue stream, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Zahi Chisti is a meticulous man. He has to be. As a pharmacist, he must carefully measure the medicine he dispenses. And when it comes to money, Zahid also likes to do things by the book. In this case, the Quran.
Under Sharia law, we're prohibited from taking or giving interest. I try to avoid giving or taking interest with any of the transactions that I process.
When he saves money with his local Islamic bank, he doesn't earn interest. He shares in the profit the bank makes from investing his funds. And the bank doesn't invest in anything un-Islamic, like alcohol or gambling. Zahid takes this as seriously as he takes his Muslim faith, and that's very seriously indeed.
It's paramount. It's the first thing that I think of when I wake, and it's the last thing I think of when I go to sleep. It's what makes me.
There are 3 million Muslims living in Britain. Not all are devout, but more and more of them are demanding financial products compatible with their faith. Sultan Chowdhury runs the UK's first fully Sharia-compliant bank, the Islamic Bank of Britain. He says his business is booming.
Our mortgage book, Islamic mortgage book, has gone up nearly 90% in 1 year. Our deposits have gone up 22%. Customer numbers are growing on average 8% per annum.
This is a global phenomenon. Worldwide, Islamic finance is now a $1 trillion-a-year industry, and it's growing fast.
It's at about $1.2 trillion now. It's due to grow to about $4.4 trillion by 2020.
David Slater of London and Partners, a body set up to promote business in the British capital.
You know, we look at a growing market and think to ourselves, we would like to have more of that.
Slater and his colleagues, backed by the British government, are now pushing for London to become the global hub for Islamic finance. And they'll be pressing their case at a huge gathering of Muslim politicians, business leaders and scholars from the Middle East and beyond to be held in London in the fall.
We want to say we're open for business and we want your business and we will produce the right sort of products to enable that business.
Britain's already open for Islamic business. More Islamic bonds are traded here on the London Stock Exchange than anywhere else. The UK has already changed its commercial and taxation laws to accommodate Sharia-compliant finance. But not everyone thanks heaven for that.
As a secularist, I don't think religion should be playing a part in our finance system in this way.
Terry Sanderson, president of the National Secular Society, he's worried that by expanding Islamic finance, Britain may be letting Sharia law in by the back door and giving British and foreign Muslims too much political leverage.
They would have a large stake in this country through the finance system, which they might use to manipulate the political processes. I'm not saying they will do that, but that's a possibility if it becomes really big.
But London is the ultimate international financial souk. More currencies are traded here than anywhere on earth. There's every conceivable form of finance. Advocates for this financial centre say it's too big to bully and has nothing to fear from Sharia. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.